Okay, so we're starting, I guess it's a new sugya. Kind of. It's Mitzvah Avera. So, I guess let's take the Gemara again, from the beginning. So, basically, you had our Mishnah said that a lulav ha-gazol v'ayavesh is pasal. So, a lulav which is stolen or dried out is pasal. Okay. The stolen is the issue. Okay, stolen is going to be the issue. So the Gemara says, Kapasik Vitani. Lo shall be antivation, lo shall be antishani. So the Mishnah just states it, it doesn't qualify it. It doesn't matter if it's the first day or the second day. First only Yavesh. I understand why Yavesh is not good on the latter days. Hadar Bayin and Vlaka, it has to be Hadar. It's not Hadar. Ela Gozel, but the stolen Lulav. I understand why in the first day it's no good. Duchsev lacham. Mishal lacham. Lacham means that it's yours, that you own it. Elav yantav sheni, my love, but what's wrong on the second day? Because the halacha lacham, everyone knows, is only on the first day. That's why, like a borrowed lulav, is only a problem on the first day. But the later days, there's no halacha of lacham. So if there's no halacha of lacham, so then what's the problem if it's stolen? Why is stolen any worse than borrowed? So Amar Yochanan, Mishum Yechai, Mishum Nahavin Mitzvah Bavavera. Because it's a mitzvah which comes through an Avera. Okay, Mitzvah Bavavera. Okay, so what? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vavesem Gozel, Vesha Piseach, Vesha Chola. And it's talking about it's the Navi criticizing the people, and they brought the guzzle, that which was stolen, and the guzzle is like, Pisach is like lame, that's a chola, and it's and the sick ones. Okay, so he's criticizing them, that they brought his karbanos, Lashem, stolen animals and crippled animals, sick animals. So guzzle dumya de Pisach. So it's the gozel, it's a comparison between gozel, stolen, and lame. Ma pisach, less like takanta, just like a lame animal, there's no way to fix it. Once it gets us this mum, Rashi says. So first of all, Rashi, no, he says, gozel, ashkan, kar, de osir, lahavi, mitzvah, avera. So he's showing, the pasuk is showing, you're not allowed to bring a mitzvah which comes to avera. Just like if it has a mum, if it's lame, you can't fix it, that's a permanent mum. So to a stolen one, there's no way to fix it. No way to fix it. Whether the owner had yayush, he gave up on it, or whether the owner did not give up on it. Okay? So as Rashi says, Yelfina of Gozel, Yelfina mine dein lo takana lachar zman. There's no way to fix it even after time. Feel the ayish. Even if he gives up, the shemina le lamare, that you hear the owner, the miayish, he gives up. Amar vavi lechzor and says, oh, I already lost this money, right? Alpha gavdilin miknimri recover the kani le biayish ravi diday. And even though vis-a-vis kinyan, once you steal something from somebody, if he gives up on it, and then it becomes yours, it's not his anymore. Now it's yours. It's kinyan. Once you stole it and then he gives up, so then it becomes yours. Doesn't mean you have a chiyuv to pay him or whatever, but the object becomes yours. You are the full owner of the object. Right? So still you can't bring on the mizbeach. Right? Because the Gemara is saying, because how do you know? Because it's comparing the stolen thing to the lame thing. Just like the lame thing has no way to fix it, so the stolen thing has no way to fix it. No way to fix it means even if the guy gives up on it, there's still no way to fix it. So even though you're kona it, even though it's 100% yours, and because the carbon has to be yours, you can't bring a yishkiach and mikem, you have to give your carbon, it can't be someone else's. But once you're kona it, after yesh, you should be kona it. So Gemara says, bishlam alufna yesh, I understand why before yesh, adam kiach and mikem amarachmana. Because the Torah says you have to bring from yourself, and it's not yours. Halacha yesh. But after Yish, as the guy gives up, a kanya Yish. The guy, why aren't you kona with Yish? Should be kona. Ela lav. We shouldn't have the mitzvah of Avera. Right? So it must be the reason why you can't bring the karbon after the guy is miyayish, after he gives up, is because it's a mitzvah of Avera. because this carbon that you're bringing, you got it, you acquired it through Avera. And therefore, even though now it's yours, it doesn't matter, you acquired it through Avera, and that's what's of Avera, and that's a psal. Hey, not allowed to do. Okay, that's what it's deducing. Because why else would the Navi compare stolen to a lamb? Lamb is a permanent problem, and stolen would only be a temporary problem. So it must be stealing is also a permanent problem. So therefore you could deduce that there's a problem of doing it's bringing something which is stolen, and that's the problem. The problem is Mitzvah of Avera. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So it's a funny place to, it's a funny limud. I mean, this is how it's learning out Mitzvah of Avera from this compared pasuk in the Navi. Okay? Just learn the mitzvah of Avera from this pasuk in the Navi. They're not allowed to. So it's just like you can't bring a karbon, which came through Avera. So, too, you can't bring a lulav. You can't take a lulav, which came through Avera. So, therefore, if you stole a lulav, even though it's true, now you own it, you're the full owner of it, since the way you became the owner of it is through stealing it. So, this is over there, and that's why you can't bring it. I don't care if it's the first day, I don't care whatever day it is, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, that's pshat. Okay. And let's go a little further. Okay, a little further. So Gemara says, the question I guess is going to be, what's the deal with this Mitzvah of Avera? What's the issue? So what's the big deal? What kind of psal is that? What's wrong? I mean, the bottom line is, it's a lulav, a little lulav. Who cares that it came through Avera? Like, what's the halachic, what's the sense of the thing? And somehow, philosophically, it kind of smells. You know, so let's see what's wrong with it. But what's the halachic definition? Okay. But let's see. Let's see a little further. I mean, there's kind of like a philosophical side to this thing, but then it takes on halachic form. So let's see. The Gemara thing elaborates now on the philosophical. I mean, it's funny because the limudim are kind of from philosophical things. You know?
So what is it? Just that because you can't take it, because the korban you have to own your korban?
No, the fact that you have to own it is fine if you steal it, and the guy's still looking for it, so he still owns it. But the second he gives up on it, it becomes yours, and you do own it. So even though you own it, the problem is that the way that you own it is because of Avera. And since the way you own it because of Avera, therefore that's a psal. Therefore you're not Yotze. You can't do a mitzvah, it's just about Avera. Why? I mean, that's the halacha.
But that's in Korban, or that's everywhere?
Well, it's a good question. But seemingly everywhere. Learning it here from Karbon, I mean, that's going to be a problem. We're going to deal with that. But I mean, the limud here is the limud by Karbon. But presumably, it's. Simum shot is it's everywhere. It's everywhere where it applies. I mean, it's not so simple to create a Mitzvah of Avera, but it's everywhere where you meet the exact parameters. Okay? So, the limud goes a little further. Vamarav Yochanan Mishum Shem An Yochai. Mai Dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat, sone gazel be'ol, I forget if it's be'ol or be'avla. I mean be'ola. No, yeah, be'olos. I'm not sure the simple pshat, but that's the way that the drash is here. That God is ohev mishpat, he loves mishpat, and he hates gazel in ola. So Rashi says, be'olos, be'olos sh'atem evien li, ani sone es gazel. Shatim Gozim also. Right? Now, in the olas that you bring, or you bring before God, he hates the gazel. Okay, so it says, Rashi says, so again, it's talking about the olas that you bring before him. And he's so near as a gazel. I hate the gazel. Shatim Gozim also, they steal them. Afal pishal kol shali. Even though God's saying everything is mine, and originally it was also mine, still I hate it. Okay? Still I hate it. Okay, so what does that say? You know, further than Gemara. So it's saying God hates, because it's Zahamina. Zahamina, that it would be fine to bring stolen olives. Because it's all God's anyways. But it's saying is no. Why not? So Gemara continues. Mashal mouth bus of Adam. It's a parable to a human king. Shaya over al beis hamechas. He's going over the. Going to the tax collecting house. Okay, Amar la'avadav tenu mechas l'mosim. He's passing by, like, the tax, like, the toll booth or whatever it is, you know, like, the place where they collect the taxes. And he tells his servants, hey, pay money to, let's pay the toll. Let's pay the tax collectors. Amar lo, hello, mech, kol mech, kol shalach. Who? Isn't it all, where do you think the money's going to? What are you going to pay? I'm going to pay the toll where it's going right to your pocket. Right, the taxes go straight to the king, so what's the king doing paying taxes? Amar lo, hem, yimeni yilmadu kol ovrei drachim. Delei avrichu asman amechas. From me, everyone will learn, and they won't try to escape the tax. Right, they won't try to escape the tax. Okay, Avakadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, Ani Hashem, Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I'm God, and I hate Gezel, stolen things and coming all us. Menu Yilmedu B'nai, Yavrichu Asmin Gezel. My sons will learn from me, and they'll run away from Gezel. Just like God is running away from Gezel, so too people should learn to run away from Gezel. And therefore, God is saying, don't bring an Ola. Don't bring an Ola which is stolen. Okay? Therefore, don't bring an Ola which is stolen. Okay. That's it. Okay, that's it. Any questions? So maybe let's just try to take this one at a time. One thing at a time. There's two different limudim here, right? I mean, they both sound kind of philosophical, right? I mean, but let's try to understand both of these limudim. So the first one says it's talking about that they brought karbanos from these stolen and lame animals and sick animals. It's comparing the sick to the sick. The stolen to the sick, to the lame. And both of them have no way to fix it. Okay, so what's that idea? Yeah, I mean, the pasuk is in Malachi Aleph Gimel. It says, V'marzi v'neim atla. And you say, here it is, here's this weak animal. Like Rashi explains, we're poor, this is what we have, this is all we got. The pachtamoso. And it says, and you're supposed to get God angry. Okay, Amar Hashem Tzivakos, Hashem says, Avesem Gazol Vesapisech Vesachola, you bring the stolen and the lame and the sick ones, Avesem Vesamincha, and you bring the Mincha. Erze Ostam Yatcham Amar Hashem, will I want this? Will I have Ritzoi? Will I want this from you? Says God. Will God accept this with Ritzoi? Says God. That's the pasuk. Yeah, there's a pasuk earlier also. It says, I mean, it's a bunch of times it's talking about. It says, it says you bring stuff to my mizbeach, like this disgusting bread, and they say, why? What's so disgusting about it? Right. So it says, and you bring a blind one to the mizbeach, well, that's not bad. And you bring a piseach, a lame, and a sick one, that's not bad. He says, you bring your bring it to your governors, and there's a pechasecha. Bring it to your governors. Will they accept it, or will you find favor in their eyes? Says God. Right, try this on them. Yeah, I'm quoting from the end of different pasuk. I have no desire for them. I'm not going to find ritzoi for this mincha. Yeah. Okay. So what's the idea? Yeah, okay, good. Okay, good. So you're saying so it seems like it's saying, I mean, on the surface you'd say, what's the comparison, right? Because something which is sick or lame is like a pagam in the animal. Animal is wrong, there's nothing wrong with it, right? But it's stolen, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's one thing if I don't own it, it's not mine. Yeah, so it's one thing to say if the thing is stolen, it's one thing if it's not mine, so I'm giving away someone else's thing. So you say, yeah, that's not really a very good gift or not a good carbon. But if it's mine already, then what's the difference? The animal is a perfectly fine animal, so I'm giving it. Who cares? What's wrong with it? It's a good animal, right? But I think you're saying is right, is that the Gemara Pasuk is comparing them because there's a psychologically there's a phenomenon of stolen goods. It has like a stigma, so it's like has like a taint to them, right? And I guess people you relate to it psychologically as somehow like less less valuable, or as having like it's like the bad stuff. Something it's not like a good animal. Something so there's like a stigma attached to it. And the idea is like in Karbon, it's a certain like the person's like giving before God, right? He's expressing his recognition of God as the source of everything, and he's giving his stuff. But to give your garbage, that's not the Kiman Karbon. And I think the idea in Karbon is, and I think the Pasuk says a few times, is there's an idea of Ritzoi in Karbon, which Ritzoi means, so to speak, like you're finding favor before God as a mashal, you know, kiviyachol. So the idea is, like in the Karbon, that's an idea, is that there's a certain Ritzoi, the Nirtzelo L'chaperla, like in the Pasbayola. The Kiyam in the Karbon is the Ritzoi of the person has a certain status before God. That's the Kiyam. It's not just like a technical nisa, but you're bringing about the Kiyam of the Karbon is the Ritzoi. The person is like presenting himself in a certain way before God, an expression of his recognition of God. And saying is that Kiyam can't exist when you, if you give bad goods, give bad stuff, right? That's what the pasuk says. Erzo some yod time amar Hashem. Am I gonna have if I have ritzoy from this? Gonna desire this? I'm gonna accept this? If it says God, so the idea of the karbon is you're trying to create a certain state of you before God through the karbon. It's a vehicle of a certain recognition of God and creating that state. The thing is, the person who's using bad stuff undermines that kiyam. Okay, like karbon isn't just like a normal ma'isa mitzvah. It's not just the ma'isa mitzvah, but it's like the person subordinating himself to God and through his hakravas hakarbon, through his giving a karbon la'Hashem. So saying his idea is it's contradictory to that whole idea to give your garbage. As it says, try to do that to your governor. It's like a governor, you give a gift to your governor. You're trying to put yourself in a certain state before the governor now, trying to find favor in his eyes. Now, by God, obviously, it's not in the same way, but this idea of creating a certain relationship before God. Right? So the thing is that in Karbon, you can't do that by using bad stuff, even though technically that's what they said. Look, we're bringing a Karbon, what's the difference? But that you can't look at a Karbon, it's just a Maisa Shchita Zrika, you did all the Maisa correctly. But the Ritzoi is lacking, because the whole key on the Karbon is the Gavra's recognition of God, and if you're using stuff which is tainted, then that's a pagan. But the saying is that the guzzle, the punchline is that guzzle you see is the same idea as chola. It's a status which remains on the thing forever. That it's the halacha recognizes the status of guzzle, that it's like stolen goods, and therefore that's you can't bring that. You can't bring that as a carbon, and it doesn't go away. It's not just because you don't own it. It's a different problem. Is the stigma of the status of stolen goods. Okay, so that's the first limud. The second limud is somewhat a little more difficult, I think. Okay? So the saying is, because God is Sone Gezel Ba'ola. Alright? Let me just see this pasuk. So the saying is why God's Rashi saying basically, well, that's why God's not going to accept the olas of the Akam of the Gaia, because they're all stolen. God Sone Gezel Ba'ola. He hates Gezel and Olas. Okay? So saying, why does he hate Gezel and Olas? Right? So it's saying is, again, the mashal is the tax collector, the king. Why does the king care? Why does the king pay the taxes? There's no reason to pay taxes. It's silly. What's he doing? He's paying himself. It's nonsensical. So he's saying, it's not because he wants to teach people. It's an important thing to pay taxes. So even though it doesn't really, so to speak, the action of paying taxes is a good thing to do. Even though here the result doesn't make any sense, but people learn from the action. And if people see him skipping out on the taxes, they'll say, oh, I can skip out on the taxes also. Even though essentially they're totally different, but the saying is because of the way people look at it, so therefore he's doing it. Right? Well, the question is, but what's the deal over here? Is that what's going on here? Thing is, it's almost like really bringing a carbon which is stolen would be fine. Why? Oh, because Rashi explains, because everything is God's anyways. Right? Everything belongs to God. So everything is from Him, and it says, so therefore, intrinsically, it wouldn't really be a problem. It's only a problem that God's saying is to teach us how bad stealing is. It's like a whole different thing than the first pshat, right? The first pshat sounds like it's intrinsically, it's corrupt, it's bad. The second one is kind of saying is intrinsically really would be fine. But don't do it because God's making it. He wants to teach everybody how bad theft is. So I'm going to teach everyone how bad theft is. He's answering this thing. Right? Because really, there would be nothing wrong with using this. Oh, but if you let people do it in Karbanos, they say, oh, theft, this is okay. And then they end up stealing other times. So the thing is, God's going to teach us that how bad Gezel is. Right? And so what does Rashi say? I mean, the important part is that part where he says, he says, even though, Afalpi, right? Afalpi Jakal Shali, even though it's all mine, Af Mitzchila Shali Haisa. And it was mine originally. What does that mean? What's Rashi saying? What's that idea? I mean, it's a different idea. It sounds difficult. It's funny, I mean, same on Damar, both in the name of Rashi Meyachai, but they seem to be told totally different things. Rabbi Yochanan Rashi Meyachai. Sounds a little different, though. Okay, something like this is that, in a certain sense, there's a contradiction between stealing and a carbon. Okay, see, because what's wrong with stealing is that you're basically saying is that everything is mine, right? It's like not a recognition. Is look, God gave everybody a right to own things, whatever ownership means. But God gave people a right to own things, and you're basically just saying is forget everybody else. Everything is really me. Everything's all about me, and I have full rights to anything in the world, because I'm everything. So whatever I want, I can have, and I just take it. And it's like an action of expressing your domain and dominion over everything. Right? Which is against, is not true, because God's really the one who has domain over everything, and God deems that this other person has a right to control a thing and to have the thing. So in stealing, it's really denial of the system of bailus which God set up, and ultimately of God's ultimate bailus. On God's ultimate ownership of everything. Okay. Now, in a carbon, in a certain sense, it's an opposite expression. Carbon is an expression is you're taking a thing which you own, you got fair and square, business or whatever. You know, you made the money, and you're just giving it to Hashem. So what are you doing? It's yours, isn't it? But the answer is no. It's not yours. It's everything is God's. God created the world, and everything that is His. And God gave man a right to exercise control over objects and to act on them as if they are his, as if he has full ownership over them. But carbon is recognition is that really, ultimately, Hashem haratzim alav. The world and everything in it is God's. Okay, he created it all, and therefore he has he owns it all. He's the one who he really has all rights over the thing, and he's. Your usage of it is purely because God lets you use it. So carbon is an expression of that reality. This thing which is mine, ish ki akrav mikam, that you give from yourself, from something which you would think is yours. But you say, no, it's not really mine. It's really God's. And through bringing as a carbon and thinking about God, it's a recognition that really everything is God's, and everything which you have is just based upon the God that God gives you the right to own things. Okay, so again, in a certain sense, the opposites. Gezel is saying everything is mine. And Carbon is saying that everything is God's. Okay, so therefore, it doesn't really make any sense to steal something and then bring it as a carbon. Because you're stealing the thing is, steal thing in order to bring it as a carbon. Because the whole idea of stealing the thing is, saying is that I have rights over everything. And you're denying God's ownership. So to steal it and then bring it as a carbon, manushach, do you hold that God is the ultimate being, the ultimate owner, and if so, then he says you can't steal it. So now what are you doing? Now you're bringing as a carbon Hashem? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Right, so, I mean, on the answer is, I guess, what is a guy doing, or someone who does that? In theory, this is what a guy would be doing. And I don't think this is what the Gemara is talking about, but it's like they're trying to buy off God. Because they don't really realize, Hashem, Hashem, Allah, everything is God's. They don't truly have the recognition. They really feel everything is theirs. But they know about God, and they have fears and all these types of things. And they know, they feel like if they give gifts to God and they propitiate God, the gods or whatever it is, then this way they'll get a good fate for themselves. But it's not really like a recognition of, they really think they're the center of the world, but God is there to serve their needs. Right? So therefore it's not a contradiction. They'll steal it and then give it to God. Giving it to God is just to appease the God. It's not really because of true recognition that everything is God's. And that's an obvious criticizing. Or that's a criticism. But that's a corruption. That's not the idea. I mean, that's the idea of trying to bribe a god, but that's not the idea of karbon. The true idea of karbon is contradictory to the idea of gesa. Okay? But I'd say it's like this, is that I think this Gemara is talking about, so, and that's the case, then you don't need this muscle of a tax collector to say you can't steal something and bring it as a karbon. Of course, it's ridiculous to steal something and bring it as a karbon. You know, if you steal it, give it back or whatever. Don't bring it as a karbon. It's his. Give it back to him. And let him bring it as a karbon if he wants to. What are you doing giving it to God? It's not your thing. And God, you don't really recognize everything as God's. You realize that God gave it to him. And it says, but I think that's all well and good before Yeyesh. But after Yeyesh, so basically it's yours. It is yours. It is yours. You own it. So it's true, the way that you got it was through Gaza. And it was bad. And it was corrupt. And it was a denial of the God's ultimate ownership over everything. But now God says it's yours. The object is yours. I mean, you pay him back or whatever, but the object is your object. Right? It's yours. So now you'll say, so now I might as well bring it. Bring it to Hashem. So now I'd say it's like this. It depends. If you basically still relate to the object in the same way and you haven't overcome any of your, you know, the whole issue, then you're just going to be partaking of the same idea. I'm just trying to buy off God. I really feel everything is mine. I'm buying off God. But it could be a guy could really have a different attitude. Is that, look, I realize, why be so, so judgmental of the guy? Maybe the guy stole the thing, now it's his. Now he realizes that he did the chait. He did something wrong. He denied the guy's ownership, which ultimately denies God's ownership. And therefore, he's realizing that I'm going to give this thing up. I'm not going to benefit from this thing, but I'm going to use this to express the opposite idea of what I did and the mistake that I made. So I'm going to use this thing. I'm going to realize, look, it was God's. What was so wrong about Gazal? Because it was God's. It was Hashem, and the God said, this guy can have it. So now I'm going to express the opposite idea. I'm going to give it as an Olah. And give it all Hashem. And thereby I'll rectify that problem. I really, Chozer B'Tshuva, and I realize that that was a problem. And I use this object as an expression of a corrupt idea, and I'm going to fix that by expressing a true idea. And Ola, by the way, Ola is always like, it's all totally burned, Lashem. So Ola is the thing which expresses ultimately the idea of Lashem Ratzon, well, everything is God's. The whole carbon. Some carbon, some people eat from it, the Kohanim eat from it, the owner eats from it. Ola is totally burned up on this back. So you'd say, is that that's a good idea? What's wrong with that? If a guy takes the thing and uses Ola, brings it as a carbon Ola, he's called, look, it's his, it's after Yesh. So, well, of course, before Yesh, give it back to the guy. But it's after Yesh, now it's mine. So now it's my thing, I can take it and use it to, to do business with it. Or I can take it and use it as a karbon. And in recognition, the tshuva, the opposite idea, and it's a real karbon. So why can't I do that? Wouldn't that be a good idea? Theory? Right? So that's what Gemara is saying, is no. In theory, it would be a good idea. But God is Sona Gezel Ba'olah. Which means God hates Gezel and Ba'olah. That even if it really would make sense to do, and saying still, God says is that. Bottom line is, it's true. Internally, the guy did tshuva, and he relates to it properly, and he's using this for a good idea. But people don't look at things that way. People look at things based on the surface phenomena. And the surface is, like we talked about before, the stigma of stolen goods. It's part of this guy's, right, he's stealing things and giving them to God. It's like it has the taint of stolen goods. And people look at it that way. So that's what it's trying to show from the mashal by the tax collector, is that even though intrinsically it doesn't make any sense for the king to give taxes, but so to speak, if he wouldn't give taxes, people are going to learn and say, oh, that's like who does not pay taxes? So people relate to it on the surface. They don't think into the thing. They throw into it, they realize, of course, the king not paying taxes is totally different. You're not paying taxes. This thing is, But But just, and just like they realize that the person giving the korban l'Hashem is you know, which is stolen, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a recognition of the his recognition of the ultimate idea of God as the owner of everything. But a person looks at it as if he's just taking stolen goods and giving it to God. A person looks at it that way. Okay, and he becomes attached. It's almost like legitimizing Gazel. Legitimizing Gazel. Right? The saying is by taking the Gazel, the thing which is stolen, people get stolen goods, and taking then God taking that, so that's, so Gazel's okay. Apparently it's sort of being, you know, making this the that which is terrible into something which is good and accepted before God. Now in truth, it's not true because it's after it's his already, and internally he's no longer attached to the Gazel. On the contrary, there's a good idea about it. So it's saying internally, intrinsically, there's nothing wrong just because he stole it, but that's history. It's all over. Now he's expressing a real idea of Garban. So there's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. But again, the idea is the stigma of stolen goods always remains. People always look at it that way. And therefore, God's saying is that you can't use that as a Garban Lasha. Okay, it's that would be like a supporting the idea of Gazel. God be endorsing Gazel. So it's a little different than the first one. The first one's saying is like it would be, I mean, I don't know if their concepts would go side by side. The first one's saying is it's not a vehicle of Ritzo. Since people look at it in that way, it's like in a stigmatized type of a way, so therefore it's not really a good garbon. A person isn't really a giver, an appropriate, marker of the carbon to bring such stuff. But the second answer saying is not only that, but it's saying is it's societally the thing can't exist because it's an endorsement of Gazel. It'd be endorsing Gazel, so therefore it's so in order to teach everybody how corrupt Gazel is, the God of the Torah had Aser. Torah Aser. Still. Correct, exactly. Even if as you're going to the opposite extreme, you realize the tshuva, and now you're the tshuva, you realize the Gazel is corrupt and you're giving it, and therefore in theory you could create a case, but still, that's what it's going to be, many Yilmadu. Is still, it doesn't matter. Even in a case where it doesn't really make sense, that's why they're saying the muscle of tax collector. It doesn't really make sense for the king to pay the taxes, intrinsically. Just like intrinsically, it doesn't make sense to outlaw the Ola. What's wrong with it? On the contrary, he's using it as the opposite of a good idea. But it's just people can't, the system can't tolerate such a thing. And the system, there's a phenomenon of stolen goods, and once there's a status of stolen goods, then it's, and it can't be used as a garment.
And the first
time the prophet is, Sonny Gazel, right, it's true. You mentioned the positive, Shai Sinai, Ola. God's Ovi Mishpo and he's Sona Gazel. So God is basically Sona Gazel, Ola. It's like he's showing God as his expression of God, the Ahavas Mishpo, and saying hatred of Gazel. And he answers it in, he has to set up a society, he has to do actions or set up a system which reflects the idea of, oh, it's stuck on Mishpo and the contrary of Gazel, and against Gazel. So therefore, even though this isn't directly the case of it, it's not really Gazel, you know, but it's because of God's hatred of Gazel in general, so to speak, he even expressed it in a case which is perceived as an endorsement of Gazel and a contradiction to the Tzedakah Mishpat. Who is he saying, Sone Gazel? He hates Gazel. The person hates Gazel. It's not just that he won't do Gazel. It's like even something which partakes or reminds one of Gazel, he stays away from. It's like the idea of Sone Gazel, you know? So it's not actually really the problem of Gazel. The real problem of Gazel and Ola is if a guy actually steals something and brings it to God straight away. Just like, I mean, that's the real idea. But a God is Sona Gazel Ola means even not the paradigm of the stealing and bring to God, but even the form where a person really is a good idea, still, God is Sona. He hates it so much, so to speak, that he's even totally removed from it.
I'm saying number one,
it's true. I mean, it's true. People do learn from the idea of what happens to the king does. People look at it. I mean, you know, it's not like it's a spectacle. People see it and they learn from it. So if you have something that partook of Gazel, then that would endorse it. That's just in the king. The king doesn't pay the taxes. Everyone says, oh, look at that. No one thinks into it. Of course the king's not going to pay taxes. It doesn't make any sense. People are looking for it. And especially because people's emotions are looking for a Gazel. And the second they're looking to be able to get out of the taxes, the second they see it happen, they stop thinking and they just jump on the thing. You know, so the Torah has to recognize that in setting up the system of, you know, the system of Mikdash. Okay, so the punchline is that this stuff sounds pretty philosophical, right? And no doubt it is. But I mean, somehow we have to do a sugya here, Mitzvah Avera. Okay? And we'll see. I mean, by carbon, these things kind of make it a lot easier to see. I mean, carbon is tied in with, philosophy and the guy is the recognition of God. I mean, it's kind of that kind of area. But I mean, you'll see. I want to do tomorrow for tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? I'd like to try this Tosas Mitzvah Shem Davnei Mitzvah Avera. Okay? So first of all, he says that it's not only on carbon, it's on every mitzvah, all mitzvah deraisos. Say maybe not the Rabbanon, as well the Raisos. Then he has a problem by Lulav Shel Asherah, where that's the question is why if you use Lulav Zara, does it say it's possible because it's it doesn't have Shear? Why not just say it's Mitzvah Baba Vera? It's not a Vera. So he says no, it's different. Because by Gazel, you're doing the Mitzvah through the Gazel. But here, it's not because it's a Vera that you're able to do the Mitzvah. And because you stole it, you could take it. But it's not because it was worshipped you could take it. It's just that it's somehow, So that I want to find out how we maskana. And I want to understand also how do we halachically understand this over there? I mean, that's the main problem here. What's the halachic definition here? When could we apply it? Yes. And what's the idea of it buying? What's the halachically? Could we halachically define it? I mean, what's the halachic definition of the thing? Like again, in a carbon, I can kind of see it. Then it's like it lacks in the. Like what's the psal? What's the psal halachically? Carbon, you say, lacks in the ritzoi, because carbon is the kiyam of the pot, so is ritzoi of the person. So then you could see, saying is that if you're using something which is corruption or stolen, that it lacks in ritzoi. So if you use a piseach, hamam, I mean, these things are psulim. They lack in the whole idea of the kiyam. But in regular maisa mitzvah, I mean, is that every mitzvah is a ritzoi? I mean, it's not true. Maisa mitzvah, I'm taking a little of it, so it's stolen. Okay, so what's the problem? Halachically. Like, halachically, what's wrong with that? What's lacking halachically? I took a lulav, it's the first day, I shook it, I did all these things. Now why? Because it's philosophically corrupt? Like, what's the halachically, what's the definition? Yeah. Okay, is there a question?